What's up, you guys? I know it's been a while. Oh my God, has it been a while? It's been like 2 years. I am very, very sorry. It's my men it's personal stuff. I don't think I should really get into that. But if y'all are going through some mental things, I'm gonna put my email in, Anchor and stuff. So if you guys have any questions, like in anything you want to talk about, I'm here. I don't care about your past, present, or future. I do care about y'all's future. Heck yeah. But like I don't know why I said that. But my past, my present has it's going down a little bit. It's everything's fine, but like between school and, teenage stuff, I'm gonna focus more on Anchor now. I know I'm saying I'm doing Unfortunate Events and Harry Potter, but I'm gonna go ahead and throw some Riverdale, some Umbrella Academy in there because I've been watching those. I'm a huge fan of those right now. I kind of want to make some shout outs to some TikTokers because they are working so beautifully on this series I am currently reading that I have to like give them a shout out. Hold on. I'm getting my phone out because I don't remember the names specifically. It's underscore 11's dot egos underscore, and there is this other one that the account name is Aiden Gallagher, but here's the thing, I don't want to the actual at after at is too long for me. So there is some really good TikTokers out there that have like I'm not a big fan until I start reading their fiction and then I go ahead and get into the series so I know what's going on. I think we've all done that at some point. I'm getting really into everybody on TikTok is getting into Draco Malfoy. I'm sorry. I'm a Fred Weasley. I'm a Weasley girl. I'm sorry. But like it's the truth. You can't say no to Fred or George. I cannot do it. But I'm gonna go ahead and get back into the topic of what I'm gonna do this year. This year my goal is to post way more. I'm gonna still do Harry Potter, Unfortunate Events, yes, but I'm gonna go ahead and throw in some Riverdale and Umbrella Academy, like I said. Right now I'm a big fan of both those shows. Oh, and I'm gonna go ahead and add Stranger Things into the mix because, it's been 2 years. Stranger Things was really big 2 years ago, but I wasn't really a fan 2 years ago until I watched it with my sister last year, and I barely had my Chromebook last year, so the thing I do my podcast on. I'm only gonna be able to do podcasts probably during school days. Maybe on the weekends, maybe. But I'm really gonna get into the habit of things. I'm gonna set a timer. I'm gonna set an alarm to, podcast after podcast. And I wanna say thank you for the ones that have been listening. Thank you. And if you're new, I mean, go check out my other, podcasts because they're not as good. They're not gonna be as good, but I'm gonna go ahead and try to get into the motion of things. If you are a country fan, I'm going to go ahead and probably throw in some backstories to some of your favorite country artists and the songs. I'm going to try to do that. I don't know. But I might do an audiobook on my friend's What It? Wattpad? Yeah. Wattpad story. It's really, really good. I love it so much. She reads it to me. And so if you hear a different voice than mine, it is most likely going to be hers. because of the fact because yeah. I'm trying to think of there's more I'm gonna tell you. I'm kind of scared. I am on my lunch break at school right now, so I have so many things I really, really, truly want to tell you guys to explain myself, you know, cause, but it's too personal. I'm not going to do that. But if you feel like you need to talk to someone, talk to me. I'm a pretty good listener, you know, but like I said, I don't know if I said this already, but I'm going to probably think about trying to make this a career because I've been doing digital media, audio visual, you know, that those types of things for the past couple years. And yeah, I am a sophomore now, and that's what's been keeping me busy. It's getting into high school. That's what's been keeping me busy. I'm so sorry I have not posted. I legit don't mean to, but sometimes Anchor just flies out of my mind, and literally I had to listen to my own podcast to know what I said, because when I say things, I don't know what I'm saying half the time, so I had to go to my latest, and I didn't even watch all of it. It was like 23 minutes long, and I was like, no, I don't know how you guys can hear my voice for 23 minutes. So, I really, really hope that you guys continue listening, because this is gonna get interesting. I'm writing some stuff down, and when I put my email in and everything, I want to hear like some suggestions, because I'm gonna get into the topic of like, what if this person didn't die, and what if this person just popped back into the series? You know, what could have happened with the series of Unfortunate Events or Harry Potter? I'm going to do those things because I've always said to my friend, because she's a huge Potterhead, we're doing the robes and everything for Halloween. I always asked her, what if this person didn't die specifically? She's like, oh my god, you are right. So, to all my Potterheads out there, like, dang, I'm gonna, and to all the little egos out there, I like Stranger Things fans. Oh my god, it's funny that like all these series have different people, but yet we all tie into the same series. Like, you could become like, I didn't become friends with my friend until. Like one of my friends, until I shared my love of Harry Potter, and I introduced them to the Umbrella Academy and stuff like that. But I might not record as often as I should, but I am gonna try. Everything's being a little hectic at the moment. I really do love I could do this from the comfort of my own bed. That's what I love about this podcasting and everything. To everybody that goes to Wichita Falls High School, stay strong, guys. We know our I know my our entire like all of our football teams are out right now. Keep your head high, man. Keep pushing through, and remember, everybody's going through everything due to COVID. I've been going through some things through COVID. My friends, my family, we just need to stay together, and because the reason why we're dividing so much is because of other people's opinions, and if we just throw away our opinions, we should come together. And that is how I feel, is that everybody needs to just chill out. History's repeating itself, you know, with the Black Lives Matter movement, and all of this that's been going on, history is repeating itself, and we all learn about this history in history class, and we're like, wow, that's so stupid. Why did they do that? Well, like, decades from now, they're gonna say, why did they do this specifically? And when they look back at 2020, we don't want them to think it was 100% bad, because it's been an experience and a whole ride, and but we're all going through some things. I know my sister, and we're all going through some things, so we just need to sympathize for each other and come together, you know, talk about it. I know a lot of mental health has been down. I know people are stressed out. We're stressed out right now. Just keep listening, guys, and have fun. Live life. Don't just sit here, listen to my podcast, and then go on your phone and just stop. Just not stay in your room as much. Go see the world, man. COVID might be happening, but that shouldn't stop us from living, because it hasn't really stopped me, except that I'm talking to y'all on Anchor. Like I said, if y'all need to talk about something, like about fit parents, your mental health, you gotta talk to someone. But it's better to talk to someone that doesn't even know you, because you can get an outsider's point of view. That's what I've learned, and like in therapy and stuff. I went to therapy with my dad a couple years ago. That's why I didn't post. It was because I was trying to build a relationship with my dad, my mom again, and my family. I've been trying to be a family girl, and it's worked. That's why I haven't been posting. And now that I'm getting back into a shell due to some specific people, I want to come out to the world and say, y'all are big, y'all are beautiful, y'all are amazing. To the people that listen to my podcasts, thank you. Y'all have really boosted my confidence, because there's some people right now who are really dragging that down. And all I want to tell you guys is thank you, and that I love y'all, and to keep at it, because y'all are the reason why I do what I do. And I know it's been 2 years. It hasn't even felt like around 2 years. And I think I posted once last year, but I don't think I did. I think I did, but I don't think so. Because last year was not a good year for me. It really wasn't. But you have good years, you have bad years, you have years that are in between, you have quick, you have short, you have slow. Just soak it all in. If you're having a bad year, I feel so, so sorry for you. You know, if you need to talk to someone, I'm here. If you're having a great year, that is amazing. And if you are still in a bad situation for the past couple years, bring out the good in it. Stand up, speak up, because the more you wait to do anything, the more you're going to regret it in the future. And that's what I've learned from Harry Potter. That's what I've learned from freaking Riverdale. I've learned so much from watching these shows and some movies that I might be talking about that I hopefully when I say some of these quotes to y'all, it'll be better. It'll make your life better. But I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye for now. I hope y'all... I'm really sorry for not posting again. But I hope to do this more and have an amazing day. Have an amazing week, month, year. I hope to talk to y'all again later. This is VFD member 204 signing off.